On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
We are back with Redskins safety Will Blackman. He is nice enough to join us on the Redskins Talk podcast again. And Will, last time we were here, you were telling us, where did we stop? You were telling us about Friday nights in Southern California, perusing wine lists, and your typical date night with your wife. Is that right?
I think so.
So it's hard to pick up where we left off.
Know.
Let's talk. We'll do one football question.
I just did that this weekend. I stayed after the Giant game. My wife, she actually came out.
And you stayed up in New York?
I stayed that night.
Where'd you guys go?
With the blessing from Coach Gruden, he let me stay that night.
I heard a couple guys stayed, right?
I don't know. I know I did because gotcha. It was her birthday weekend. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
So we went into the city, went to the Polo Bar, which is Ralph Lauren's restaurant.
Fancy.
On 55th and 5th, which was pretty cool. Really, really difficult to get into, and they had a cancellation, so it worked out.
What'd you get? How's the grub?
Believe it or not, they're known for a burger and Piggies in a Blanket.
Oh, dude, that's my kind of place.
How about that?
I don't know what wine pairs and with pigs in a blanket.
I don't know, but I had to wear a suit to eat pigs in a blanket, so it was all good, man. I liked it.
Did you guys stay in Jersey or did you stay in the city?
We stayed at the airport.
Okay.
Just to make it easy.
Dude, so I was up there, and I was in the same hotel as you guys Saturday night. Getting back from the city to Jersey City was such a pain.
That's how it is, man. I played in New York for 2 years, and I lived the next exit down, so it took me 30 minutes just to get two exits.
Right.
So,
and then getting through the tunnel was just a
part. Well, I never had to go through the tunnel, so I was lucky about that.
How big of a win was that for you guys last week?
It was huge, man, just to put together. And we talked about handling adversity, and we dealt with a lot. We dealt with some unfortunate injuries. We dealt with some change of possessions and other stuff like that. So for us to come through and pull a win out like that on the road was tremendous for us. So it was just important for us to come back here and put that behind us and move on to Cleveland and get ready for that. So,
how tough is losing D-Hall? But then the flip side of that is you're back starting.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you have someone like him who, you know, we all voted to be our defensive captain, and someone who's been here in this organization for a long time, Pro Bowl guy, someone who really cares about Redskins and what we all stand for and who we all hold high regard. So that's really, really huge. And then once I always preach, that's how this team was built. You know, we have our two deep is full of starters. You know, obviously D-Hall is a starter. I started last year. Duke started, was the original starter last year. And you got Brew coming in starting. So crazy things happen. You just have to be ready for it. And so we're in a situation where I'm going to come in and play and have no drop-off and hopefully even, you know, make more plays for us.
I mean, you've been making plays throughout right now. I mean, in the preseason, you were making plays. I feel like you are ready to step in, and they shouldn't be a drop-off at all. I assume that's how you feel going in.
Yeah, no, I'm not even worried about drop-off at all. I know how hard I prepared. I know how hard I worked this training camp. So, you know, people may look at it like, oh, corner going to safety, but it's going to be, you know, I'm a football player. I'm an athlete. So I've been playing football a long time. I played nickel, played corner, played dime. You know, I even played a little safety last year. So run fits, whatever. I'm prepared for it all.
So we are here in the slums of Redskins Park, and it's getting a little populated. If folks hear stuff in the background,
it's organic, man.
It is. It's the indie rock vibe. That's what we're going for here. No, I got a hell of a look there. I always promise not to do too much football, so I'm going to ask you a question. Did you see Sua's tweet? Are you off all social media?
I'm
now?
Off, gone.
What? So, all right, I've been wanting to ask this. What prompted that move? Because you probably had thousands of Twitter followers, thousands of Instagram.
I was lighting it up, and I was active and having fun with the fans. And,
so what happened?
And, you know what? I remember one time I was just playing with my son, but I was on social media at the same time, and it was just... It was, you know,
negative.
No, I needed to be more present in my household.
Oh,
you know
dude,
what I mean?
Don't tell me that. My wife tells me that.
Well, tough. Well, no, I'm gonna say it. You know, but that's what I heard that from my own wife. That, you know, always on my phone, always like, almost as if I'm texting, but I'm always on social media. You know, and I just had to be more present in my household and put it down. So I was like, you know what? Let me just get it off of all of it. And I just became. More aware of just my life, and you know, became a better dad, better husband. You know, started playing better last year. So for me, you know, I was in denial as if it wasn't a distraction because I didn't think it was. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just get off, and I've been good.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and you weirdly are making me think how often I'm on it. So what I try to do is I get my daughter breakfast every morning. And then we try, as long as the schedule's allowed, to eat dinner together as a family. And I make sure my phone's away during that. But
yeah, we even sleep with our phones in the kitchen.
Smart.
Phones aren't even in our room. Well, now they're actually in the bathroom because we need the alarm.
Right.
But they're not right next to our
beds. The
poor
people making alarm clocks are just out of business now. Like, everybody just uses their phones.
It's tough. Yeah. No, you go to a hotel, no, just wake-up call.
Right. I feel like our wives would get along because... I have fought to keep the phones in the room, but they're on the opposite wall of our bed under the dresser.
That's the difference. I haven't fought. I agree.
Smart man.
Yeah. We came to a mutual agreement, you know, because then if we leave it out there, then neither one of us are even grabbing our phones. We watch whatever our TVs, or we snack, or we hang out and talk, or whatever, you know, because we have two kids, so we actually get to talk when they go to bed.
Right. How old are the kids?
They'll be 6 and 2 in December.
6 in school now? Kindergarten?
Kindergarten, yep.
Dude, my wife's already got us looking for preschool. My daughter's 13 months old. My head is spinning.
You got to be prepared, man.
Yeah, you do. All right, so you didn't see it because you're off social media.
I did not see it.
Sua sent a tweet after the Giants game that I thought was hysterical. He just said, game blouses.
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Exactly. All right. So I wanted to make sure you got that reference, which clearly you did. What's your favorite Chappelle Show skit?
My favorite Chappelle Show skit. Oh, my gosh.
Putting you on the spot.
I know. I like his stand-up. I know I'm going off the radar, but
that's
I
fair.
Like his stand-up. Yeah. I can't think.
All right. What's the... you can come back to it.
I'll come back to it.
What is, like, the last good movie or TV? Are you a binge watcher? You Netflix anything?
I binge watched Game of Thrones on OTAs.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So that's, like, 6 seasons or something, right?
I went in.
Yo, that's a lot of time.
I guess you
have the time when you're here,
when
right?
OTA, yeah, because I was here. I stayed here. My family stayed in California, so I would come back and... I would put in, like, my study time, and then, boom, it's, like, 4 hours of... 4 hours of just straight Jon Snow.
Who's your guy in Game of Thrones?
Snow, man, that's my guy, bro.
He's pretty nasty. So are you all the way caught up? I don't want to like.
I'm done.
You're so all the way.
I'm done. Oh yeah.
Well, there's still one season to come, right?
In 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. So spoiler alert, anybody on the podcast that hasn't watched Game of Thrones, the Battle of the Bastards, that episode,
right.
I heard that was the most expensive episode of television ever. And I believe it, because that was a sick fight scene.
It was, yeah.
And the dude, I'm terrible with names, especially in that show, but the bad guy that fought Jon Snow there,
right.
Whatever that guy's name is like one of the worst television characters ever.
Yeah,
like,
everyone hated him.
Yeah, I was glad to see that dude die. I'm trying to think of the last show I binged. You done Narcos yet?
I have not done Narcos yet.
I like Narcos. I only did season one.
Big documentary guy. Like, I do that stuff, you know, so.
You working through anything now? Or are you just watching game film and stuff now?
Yeah, I don't watch anything, man. I get home.
All right, so you're here. Let's say you're at the facility usually till like 5 or 6, I'm guessing?
Till about 4:30.
Okay. And then go home.
Take a nap. And then sometimes, like yesterday, I had church at 7:15. Then after church, I got dinner and then came back here and watched more stuff.
Came back to the facility?
Yeah. Jeez. It's easier to watch it here. I have my iPad to film at home, but it's easier to come here.
Because it's all just
All set up, yeah.
Gotcha.
Bring my radio, bring some food, kind of make it a cool atmosphere.
You cook or are you picking food up?
Both.
Where are you picking up from? Like Wegmans or like restaurants?
It depends. I'll go to Sakura Grill, which is hibachi. I go to Chipotle. I go to Cheeburger.
Yeah. So when you walk in, are you getting recognized? Do they slide you like your fries for free? Like, oh, good game? Or
no,
what?
I don't know. That only happened in Green Bay. Green Bay, I didn't pay for anything.
Down here, it's different?
Well, you know, once we get going and become, you know, that dominant team and we're winning and you know, consistent fashion and we're the powerhouse that we're working to be, then perks come with it.
I believe it. Well, look, I know we've been going for a few minutes here and you got to get to meetings and do your things. So we can wrap. If there's anything you want to tell the folks, home game coming, get the 41 jerseys out.
You know what? I'm going to try to go ham this week so that the 41 jerseys are available. Right now, they are not in stores. But whoever has one, I might give them a ticket.
You heard that, folks. You got a 41 jersey. Will seek you out. I don't know how without social media.
And not Matt Bowen.
Yeah. What if they tape over it and write Blackman? Will that count?
No. You know what? I don't know because in Jacksonville, someone took a Justin Blackman jersey. He was 14, and they taped the 1 into a 2 because I was 24.
All right.
So that was acceptable. But I like Matt, so I don't want you to tape over Matt. I like Justin, too. So, yeah, it has to be fresh.
Like, you got to get, like, a screen printer or something.
It has to be Nike because Matt Bowen had a Reebok jersey. So if it says Reebok, I know it's not me.
All right. So you're really it's got to be unique. It's got to be official.
Maybe.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
That's it. Another episode of Redskins Talk is in the books.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.